lawsuits, my friend. Okay, welcome to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. Send the much-needed fundage to keep free speech alive for your children and your grandchildren. You can mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Mail it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas. 78664. Call in your debit or credit card number to Mike and he'll take your money. You can also donate to PayPal. This is the Patrick and Jeremy Show on your Tuesday night broadcast, and we have special guest Dr. David Duke. Dr. Duke, welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to be here, Jeremy. I haven't talked to you in quite a while and appreciate your good work and your good program, and I certainly appreciate the RBN network. And sorry, Mr. Stadtmiddler, Stadtmiddler is not still with us, but it's great people that are running the network, and I'm glad they've kept it going, and I think they're actually increasing listenership, and I think that's really, really vital for our programs and policies, because I think it's probably the biggest free internet network in the world, probably, that's allowing a complete discussion, uncensored, and unedited on the most important issue facing the world, which is the Jewish issue, which I'm going to be happy to share with you and with the audience my story of how I got involved in this and how I went from a person that didn't have any understanding of it to a person that was very shocked by what I discovered and by the impact that the Jewish question or the Jewish issue, however you want to call it, or Jewish power, to be more precise, or even a harder word, Jewish supremacy, means to this country, to the European mankind, and really the entire world. So I'm looking forward to this show with both you and Dr. Patrick.
And by the way, Dr. Duke kindly agreed to be the Alfred to our Batman and Robin. So...
Did I?
if there's an emergency, he can drive the Batmobile.
All right. If there's an emergency on any of your parts, I'll try to drive the Batmobile. If you can drive part of the Batmobile that I'm in the trunk for.
Well, that is the meme on our show.
Let's start during the daytime. I'll drive at night.
Okay. Good.
That is the meme of our show because, you know, I'm an amateur and I'm getting into political analysis and, you know, Dr. Slattery took me under his wing. So I considered him the Batman to my Robin. And that's sort of the meme that we started out with. And so I guess Dr. Duke, you can be the Alfred. But it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And by the way, you have hosted the National Intel here on RBN and you have hosted What Really Happened. You know, with Mike Rivero, and we have had a lot of positive reviews from both of those shows, very critical, but overall positive. So we appreciate you coming on the network and, you know, coming off of Rents and coming over here and giving us your insight. So, you know, again, I'm very honored to have you on the show. So I appreciate you coming on.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Very glad.
So, the Patrick and Jeremy Show, let's start out with Trump. Where to go for 2024? You know, we've had a lot of people, rightly so, you know, that say that Trump didn't do anything. Maybe he's a Jewish shill. I can understand all of his arguments, but we're coming up on midterm elections in 22. We're coming up on the presidential election in 24. Where to go forward? Do we trust Trump? Do we support Trump? Do we support states, you know, becoming more sovereign and doing their own thing as we see that they're doing? Dr. Duke, I would value your opinion on this.
I'll just begin. I mean, I definitely want to get into the subject, and I'll start with this subject if you like. But it's, I have a view overall on politics. Now, I got elected to the House of Representatives in Louisiana. Of course, some of your listeners know that. Some of you don't. I actually won the vice presidential nomination. I'm going to talk a little slower now. It's late in my day. I've been up since about 3 o'clock this morning working on some research and some writing that I'm doing. I'm trying to get my updated edition of My Awakening, a book that's actually been read by hundreds of millions of people now around the world. And a lot of people view it as the book that really kind of sums up with the very best evidence the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history as much as any other factor, if not more, and the truth about the Jewish question. And then it also has a lot to say about activism and political activity and other aspects of life that's wrapped up in a biography, which makes it, I think, very interesting for the reader. So I've been working on that, and I've not gotten too much sleep. I expected to do this show a lot earlier. I missed my nap. You know, I'm a boomer these days, so I'll do the
best. That's what happens when you expect me to be the middleman and put everything together, because that's not my forte.
I have the same issues. So I'll just start off like this, and I know that Dr. Slattery is similar to myself. I'm a very strong ideologue. I believe that it's absolutely essential for us to talk about the Jewish question, that because I believe that is the key to all other questions. And the reason why Google, which we affectionately call Google, and Facebook, which we effectively, our Facebook, excuse me, that we affectionately call Facebook, and the entire internet apparatus and the search engines that literally affect the mind, both subconsciously and consciously, about the data that we know about. They control 95% of the search engines of the Western world, for sure, 90% of the world search engines, which is Google. And they block sites, or they hide sites, and they hide ideas of anyone who dares to point out the fact that it's not white supremacy that rules the United States or even Europe. It is Jewish supremacy that truly runs our governments, that our government's been to, and that media is completely dedicated to. And anybody who dares to talk about Jewish power realistically and emphatically, and also, and I must say this, very equitably and fairly, very open-mindedly, anybody that dares to talk about this and starts to reveal this very powerful force of a very small percentage of the population that is very overweighted by enormous amounts of money in international banking, enormous amount of money ingested into campaigns, and other forms of bribery on governments, financial bribery, and the bribery that's existing by the Jewish-dominated, and yes, I can prove that, United States government. Anybody that does that is the first one to be censored, the first one not to be able to get a credit card processor, or having a terrible fight to be able to even finance their work, the first ones to have their books dropped out of, well, long before they took out Barrison's book on the COVID, they took out my books on Amazon. And today, of course, we have a CEO of Amazon who's Jewish. And all these groups, including Amazon, including Twitter, including Facebook, including Google and Google, including internet providers, including these big tech corporations, Microsoft, they all let the ADL actually police them. And the ADL masquerades as a human rights organization and a anti-racist organization, And it's very much opposed to, quote, white supremacy. And yet it supports the Jewish supremacist state of Israel, a state that is ethnically cleansed people. And we have a situation where Russia is being sanctioned. They even sought this. I don't think they're going to win. I think these European nations are beginning to learn that they're going to destroy their economy and their people and the well-being of all individual countries by getting in these sanctions. But they actually, the Jews tried to get these countries, our Jewish, and when I say the Jews, I'm talking about the organizations of power in the global Jewish community. They have global Jewish organizations that fight for Jewish interests. And they absolutely are, you know, working very hard to make sure that nobody has the right to say anything that truly exposes the real power that's controlling American foreign policy, has brought us into these wars like the Iraq War, that has been the driving force behind open borders, the driving force behind LGBTism, the disarming of the American people, and the really reason why they want that. It's not because guns, you know, because gun crimes are committed. By the way, there aren't anything called gun crimes. There are criminals that use guns. But thank God we can have guns to defend ourselves in a lawless society. But they are afraid of guns because they're afraid of the wrath of the people when they see a country that doesn't care one whit. In fact, they're actively our government of that country that's actually working to destroy the people who inhabit that country, who created that country and its ethics. So let's go into the Trump thing. So I want to be pragmatic, and I haven't decided yet who I would support for President of the United States, but I do believe that it's much more intelligent to be involved and make a pragmatic choice in an election, because we know that when you vote for someone, or you can affect the votes in an election, whether it be in European countries or whether it be in any nation or the United States of America, on a county level, a city level, a state level, or the federal level, that certainly they have an agenda. Now, sometimes you don't have much of a choice, for sure. But at the same time, I do believe there are candidates that are more, in toto, you might say, in terms of the weight of the candidate, that would be better for us if they get elected rather than certain other people. A good example of that is the Clinton-Trump candidacy. We've seen what happened when Biden was elected over Trump. Trump was bad in a lot of ways, but at the same time, Trump did a lot of things that helped wake up a lot of people. We have a huge movement now that's very awakened to the fact that we have a controlled media, that we have a fake news media. And even though other people said fake news, I've said it years ago. I even said make America great. Believe it or not, 45 years ago, it's even in the KKK Klansman movie, a black KKK Klansman movie, which is a heck of a lying movie, a Jewish movie. They even admit that. But Trump certainly made that a common term and helped awaken people to the lies of the media. So a good example of what I'm saying here is, and this control, and it definitely affects Trump. And we have, and the big issue right now, of course, is the fact that Trump's, I think, on the verge of being indicted. He may be indicted, he may not be indicted, but this entire process to destroy him is because the Jewish establishment doesn't want Trump to go back, because they see him in some ways as a wild card and someone that may be more of a danger to him than a Democrat or than maybe another Republican who doesn't do some of the outlandish thing that Trump does. He was the first one to go out and call out the mass immigration to destroy our country. Now, I think this is a perfect segue to introduce, and then I'll be quiet for a while and get some responses, and we'll get more of a discussion. I just created a new meme. I love to do memes. I love to take publications, and sometimes I take one that some other people did, a conservative did, and I change it a little bit. And there was a very interesting meme that was done with the New York Times. And they show a New York Times article, and they redid the article. They made it into something that exposes the New York Times. Now, as a preface, the New York Times is a publication that for 120 years has been totally controlled by two important factions in this world. Communists on one side, Jews on the other side, and Zionists on maybe a third side. But they have been status quo, people that supported Jewish power in the United States of America. They supported everything from destroying our schools with forced massive immigration that drove white people out of the public schools and destroyed our educational quality. They supported LGBTism, the New York Times. They supported the Communist Party diligently during the last part of the 19th century and the beginning and all the way up to these days. They even have friendly articles about Marxism and communism every day. They had an article 2 years ago with a big picture of Karl Marx saying, "Happy birthday, April 30th. Happy birthday, Karl Marx. You were right. This is the leading paper of America." So they did a story about the Hunter laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop. And so they made a new headline saying that, and the New York Times saying that, you know, we lied to get Biden elected easily. And then they have a subtitle. They show a picture of Biden and his son Hunter. They said, easily verified by verifiable data from Hunter's laptop. Not Russian disinformation after all. And the truth that was just not fit to print. So I made a little addition to that to make it clear, and I think I made it a lot more powerful and interesting to people as well by doing this. And what I did is I made a new meme from that. And let me see if I can dig it up here from my computer so I'll get it exactly the way it's supposed to be. Here it is, right here. I gotta find it 1 second. I just had it. Where do these things go when you need them? I just had it up there. Okay. So here it is, here it is. So that's the original one I just read. Now I'm gonna look up the next one. Okay, well, I've got to do it. Go someplace else, of course. That's the way it works, doesn't it? All right, just a second. Here it is. So this is how I did the New York Times article. It's kind of an interesting article. So I have the headline of the New York Times, the masthead. Instead of the New York Times, I write, and it looks exactly like the New York Times headline. It says, the Jew York Times. All the news that's fit for Jews, instead of all the news that's fit for print, all the news that's fit for the Jews. And again, as I told you, the New York Times has been owned and totally controlled by Jews for 120 years, unbroken, just total control of the publication. Who's fired? Who's hired? What the editorial values of it, of that company are. And of course, they've been promoting the idea that the great evil is white supremacy, yet the most important paper in the country, the most influential paper maybe in the world, is the New York Times, and it doesn't say a word that they are in fact themselves a publication that has complete and total Jewish supremacy. So the original meme was made up to show that, yes, the New York Times lied to us, told us that the Hunter laptop was a fake. In fact, that it supported the massive lie that it was Russian election interference, even though the FBI had it from the beginning and many other people had access to it and read it. It was obviously not a fake. It was obviously not Russian election interference. The New York Times, or the New York Times, if whatever you want to call it, folks, the New York Times would be more accurate, actually told us for years how the Russians were interfering in our elections.
Thunderstorms inside. you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Many other people had access to it and read it. It was obviously not a fake. It was obviously not Russian election interference. The New York Times, or the New York Times, whatever you want to call it, folks, the New York Times would be more accurate, actually told us for years how the Russians were interfering in our elections. The truth is that the Jewish media and the Jewish members of our government and the neocons and the other Jews that dominate our so-called deep state, and it's really truly a deep Jewish state, that they were lying to us. They were trying to impeach, in fact, Trump, getting back to Trump again. They were trying to do a coup d'etat. It wasn't Donald Trump that was trying to overthrow and interfere with election, because elections in this country are totally controlled by Jewish money. Less than 2% of the population, or 8 of 9 of the biggest billionaire contributors of Joe Biden, who they totally control. They were 18 of the 20 biggest single contributors of the Clintons. They have dominated. The biggest single corporate contributor in American politics in the last 60 years is Goldman Sachs. I get that right directly out of the Federal Election Commission data. So they've dominated our political system through money and through their power and through their media for years and years and years. It was so to the point in the Trump elections that television news programs were almost like half-hour paid commercials, paid tack ads, hate commercials against Donald Trump. Even the entertainment programs like, you know, the Colbert Show and Tonight Show and Saturday Night Live and all these talk shows, which are controlled by the Jewish networks and Jewish Hollywood and Jewish media, were like attack ads against Donald Trump. That's not a fair election. We used to have equal time provisions. So I made a new headline that was better than the conservative headline. I put in all the news that's fit for Jews in the little box you used to have in the New York Times at the top left. And then I changed the headline to "We Jews Lied to Get Biden Elected." And the subtitle is "Hunter's Laptop Was Not Russian Election Interference. Its Censorship Was Jewish Election Interference on a Massive Scale." Now, not only did this interference take place in the New York Times, our leading, you know, authoritative newspaper of the country, it also took place where? It took place in our social media, which is one of the biggest influencers of this entire country and much of the world. 3.4 billion subscribers are on Facebook. We call it Faceberg, jokingly. And this guy came on. In fact, this is Zuckerberg. He comes on Joe Rogan the other day, and he admits that the FBI came to him. The government came to him, basically, and said the Hunter laptop thing is a lie. It's Russian interference. And he kind of defended himself. But they did stop any links even to New York Post articles just about the Hunter laptop. And they banned people from doing that. And they also deplatformed hundreds of thousands of people who were obviously supporting Trump. Now, in an election, especially a tight election, if you have people that have many of these followers had hundreds of thousands, if you had millions of followers, whether they were nutrition or politics or right wing, left wing or war, you know, anti-war or whatever, anybody who supported Trump, they were likely to be taken off of Facebook. The same thing happened in Twitter, which is also at the behest of people like the ADL, and Twitter has major articles saying that they work with the ADL to make sure that they have the internet defanged, or, you know, that you, basically so you don't have anything criticizing Jews. And so Zuckerberg admits the fact that the government did this. So this is the great lie, right? Russian election interference. When the truth is, the real interference wasn't Russians. It was Jews, and those are the people who really been massively interfering with American elections and so many other elections all over the world. It's unbelievable. And through the power over the United States government, they interfered with the Ukrainian election that overthrew the legally elected government of Ukraine and put it into the hands of a bunch of Jewish gangsters. Mm-hmm. That robbed the country blind. That's my opening statement. I'm sorry it was so long, but it's a good way to start, I think.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the question is amongst our people, and you, Dr. David Duke, our leader, you know, we look to you for advice. Should we support Trump if he does become a contender in the 2024 elections? I mean, we can definitely see where they're trying to stop him from being a contender, you know, with this raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate. And they're going to try to tie him up in all sort of legalities. But should we support Trump? Would he do anything different? Would he learn any lessons? And I guess that's the burning question on our minds. Yeah.
Well, and I'm gonna exercise my bat prerogative to.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and answer that first, and I'll tell you what my answer to that would
be. My bat prerogative to put my 5 cents in. So, or 2 cents, whatever, 5 cents actually. So, here's the thing. There is a midterm election scheduled for November, and then a presidential election scheduled for 2 years after that. And assuming they take place, you know, there'll probably be you know, fraud will probably play some role.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
To put my 5 cents in. So, or 2 cents, whatever. 5 cents, actually. So, here's the thing. There is a midterm election scheduled for November, and then a presidential election scheduled for 2 years after that. And assuming they take place, there'll probably be, fraud will probably play some role, but people's votes are also going to play a role. Elections also are an arena for all sorts of ideas to get thrown around. And so even if the elections were to be like totally fraudulent, there's still going to be a campaign where ideas get thrown around. And so you want to be involved in that. But also, the results of the election, the people's votes, to the extent there's fraud, the results of the election then establish governments. And these governments are part of the landscape we have to deal with. And a landscape that is dominated by Joe Biden or his Democratic successor is, we can see how hostile it is. We can see they're, Biden is already going to hire, and this has already passed the Congress, another 82,000 IRS agents. And what are they going to be doing? We can see the FBI being completely weaponized against not just Trump himself, not just Trump's close associates, but, you know, just random supporters, people who went to January 6th. So there's going to be a landscape, there's going to be a terrain, and it's not as if, you don't have to expect Trump to exercise leadership. You don't have to expect the people who are elected to do good things for us, but they are, I would say, as much as I dislike the Republican Party, that a Republican majority in at least the House of Representatives is going to be a better terrain for us, and a Trump White House, as dysfunctional as it is likely to be, is still going to be a better terrain for us. So I expect Donald Trump to run for president. I don't expect, there's a lot of shenanigans against him, but I do expect him to be running for president. And frankly, I think there's a very good chance that he will be president again. And I would support that, even though I don't expect leadership from him. But he has, if nothing else, during his first term, even though he wasn't, he was a completely ineffective weapon for us, he was a very effective military flair. He illuminated the battlefield. People understand a lot more than they did before. Before his election, they were talking about the swamp. You know, in context of the campaign, they were talking about the swamp. Now they're talking about the deep state. The swamp is just, well, the swamp is corrupt. The deep state is sinister. And that's, I think, good. People are, yeah. And so that's my basic thought on it. So I kick it over, kick it back to you guys.
Go ahead, Jeremy, please.
I mean, will it affect change, or will it just placate the people for in the 4 years of nonsense?
Well, I don't think the people are placated at all now. In fact, there are obvious maneuvers to repress Donald Trump, to kick him off Facebook, to kick him off YouTube or whatever, to kick him off Twitter. I mean, you know, Google just recently, for a good example of this, right? Google just recently, Trump started a new social media because he can't have Twitter. And it's called Truth Social. They might be restricting us too. I mean, I think that's a good chance. Some people have told me they're already doing that to a degree. But interestingly enough, Google, which is the biggest, you know, provider there is of cell phones. There's lots of different groups other than even Android is the biggest. Apple is probably the next biggest, single business biggest. But on more different brands, you get the Google Android system more than you get in terms of the with the Apple system, which is only for basically Apple equipment. But they have the Google App Store now. This is just news today. They have forbidden the Trump Truth Social app on Google Android phones, which means effectively, I mean, there's some people who might reroot their phone or something, but it means effectively that 45%, at least 45% of the cell phone users in this country, maybe 45% in the world even, are going to not be allowed to download that app. So that is an amazing amount of power. And if they can do that for Trump, who simply opposes some of their agenda, what is the result of this if this goes on to us? And because they did that, that's going to get a lot of pushback by a lot of people, including Republicans and others, saying if they could do this to the President of the United States, they can do it to anybody else. So in that way, Trump brings these issues and the struggle in these areas of free speech and thought and conscience and organization and all these things to the fore. I believe that this, during the Trump administration, even though I think he betrayed us in some ways by bringing troops into Syria and moving the capital, even though it was a small thing compared to what I think the Clintons would have done. And even though, and I'm still...
You mean moving the embassy of
the
American embassy in Israel.
From the embassy, that's right. From Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So that's a minor thing. But also he recognized, which is the first problem in American policy, the Jewish takeover of the Golan Heights. I mean, he's done a lot of really bad things in the Middle East. And he's done a lot of other bad things too. But at least you get a discussion of a lot of these issues. And I mean, it was kind of funny. I mean, he had this guy, Jared Kushner, in the White House. And I think what you've said many times, which is funny, but very true and very interesting, that maybe if Donald Trump's son-in-law would have been Tom Brady of the Boston Patriots rather than Jared Kushner, a radical Jew, a supremacist, right? Maybe.
Hey, it could have happened.
That maybe history would be entirely different. You know, that was a very powerful thing for you to say. But at the same time, just having Kushner in there, just having people knowing the effect of Sheldon Adelson, who became the biggest single Republican contributor. Now, he was an insurance policy, by the way, because there's no question that the Jewish elite overwhelmingly did not want Trump to get elected to the presidency of the United States or be president of the United States for a lot of reasons, because he opposed their fundamental agenda. He didn't want people's attention on the massive illegal immigration coming into this country, and illegal immigration that's even changing things. He was one of the only people that was running around actually talking about discrimination against white people. I didn't even know he did that. He would never praise white people at his meetings directly. He would praise black people there. Thank you, black people, for supporting me. Thank you, Mexicans who support me. Thank you, Jews who support me. But he didn't dare say thank you, whites. But at the same time, in a number of his speeches, he literally talked about how white people were facing discrimination. I didn't even notice that. The only reason I didn't notice it, again, because the press didn't want to publicize that big time. Because for a lot of reasons. One, I think it would have had a lot of appeal to white people out there. I think, secondly, that it was telling a truth which you're not allowed to say. So I think, you know, so there's many ways I would say that Trump might be more of a plus than a negative. Now, on the vaccine thing, I read the other day that Alex Jones decided that he said he made an ultimatum to Trump and said, if you don't say the vaccines were a mistake, even though Trump didn't push the mandates as much, but he allowed them. You know, he didn't actively push back hard enough against them until the end. That he said unless the Trump changed on that he would not support him for president. But there's a lot of other issues besides vaccines that are important, and I think the vaccine issue is very, very important, and I have a feeling that Trump will take a different position. We don't know what that position is. So the answer I can best say is we've got some time, and I think I want to wait and see if there's any candidates that come forward who take both a more clear anti-war position, which, by the way, DeSantis has not taken. And DeSantis has taken a pro-discrimination of anybody in this country who supports BDS or who doesn't support Israel, which has committed terrorism against our country and takes our billions of our tax dollars every year and gets us into wars that kill Americans and damage Americans, trillion-dollar wars, and supports these things like the Ukrainian war, which has so damaged the American economy. And also, they were the ones, it wasn't, I don't think, Trump that came up with the idea of lockdowns, but it was certainly the Jewish establishment that did. So, you know, we have to look at everything carefully, and we've got to say on an overall basis, you know, what would the election of Donald Trump be, a net positive or a net negative compared to other candidates in the Republican Party, depending on what positions they take and what issues they raise for discussion. So I would say I don't know at this time.
I've always been primarily somebody who votes based on who I think is the best peace candidate. And honestly, Tulsi Gabbard speaks much more clearly on issues of war and peace than anyone else out there. But she's not likely to have enough support at this point. But we'll just see. We'll just see. Anyway, Jeremy.
Well, it was a very good fresh of, in one second. It was a very good fresh of breath, fresh air, a breath of fresh air, when Donald Trump came forward and said he didn't think that we need NATO. But why do we have NATO? There's no more communist Russia. Russia can be our friend. You know, Russia hasn't expanded its borders since the war. It's only been NATO that did that, and only the deep state war establishment that did that. That was a really great thing to say. Mm-hmm. He didn't follow through on it, and one reason why he didn't was because of the coup d'etat, which you talk about all the time.
The Russia hoax.
Because he was on the hot seat, and he knew that so many Republicans were bound to the Jews and Jewish supporters that they saw this as like nuclear war against them if they didn't, right? If they didn't promote the things that the Jews wanted them to promote. But Trump, you know, if Trump would have followed through on that, that would have been a breaking point for so many of these Republicans. And maybe he would have been, they came close to impeaching him. They came close to getting rid of him. And that may have been the difference. And so Trump felt like he had to dial back anything he said that Jews were very hot about, because he knew that it wouldn't just affect Jews. The Jews already were against them. They voted 85% against them. But because it would also affect allies that he needed to not get kicked out of the presidency of the United States.
Jeremy?
Does that make sense?
It does. I think one of the things that we're looking at is winning the hearts and minds of the populace. There have been people in our circles that have said worse is better. And they said this in the 2020 election, telling us not to support Donald Trump because worse is better. And, you know, I think you and I and Patrick supported Donald Trump because we understand what worse is. We're seeing it now. We predicted this. With Biden and Kamala Harris taking power, they are ramping up so-called white nationalist terrorism. They're ramping that up full speed. But in doing so, you know, they're sickening the American populace. They're awakening more people. So if you want to go to the worse is better camp, the worse that they get, the more people that are awakened. There are people in our movement that see Trump as being an agent of placating the American populace, of keeping them, you know, oh, we have someone in office that represents us, so we can just chill out. But in fact, if he's not going to effectively do what we need him to do, you know, then the Jewish establishment is gaining control in pushing us forward in that Overton window. So I guess what I'm saying is support for Trump in 2024. Would you say in the worse is better camp?
Again, it depends on the realities of what we're talking about here. And again, I'm speaking for two things. Ideological purity. We have to have ideologies. We have to tell the truth about Jewish power. We got to tell the truth about Jewish supremacy, actually, in the world. Because if we don't find a way to educate people on that, and we don't continue this true revolutionary spirit, which I think is growing, people are learning about this. This is the one common denominator that is the reason why we're in this crisis. But when people say worse is better, what does that exactly mean? Now, if you've got two armies, for instance, on the battlefront that are fighting each other, say two countries, let's say one country is basically more aligned with our ideology to preserve ourselves against LGBTism, against immigration, wants to increase the birth rate of our people, wants gun rights, wants freedom of speech for all of these issues, wants to make sure that social media and the internet is a forum for free speech, not for simply Jewish speech or Jew speech. Like Orwell talked about newspeak, it's Jew speak today. You can only have Jew speak. You can only say positive things about Jews. and expect to even have a credit card processing. You can have porn, that's no problem. You know, you can promote and you can hide the fact that one of the biggest spy rings in the history of the world and one of the most vile, the Epstein spy ring was a Mossad spy ring. You can have things like that going on. And the media, and most people still don't really have a conscious understanding that this was a Jewish spy ring, that this was a Zionist spy ring. And for the Zionist state, the same Zionist state that did terrorism against us in the Levant Affair, that attacked the USS Liberty and killed 34 Americans, wounded 178 Americans, that did the Pollard case, which is the most damaging spy in American history, that has led us, this Jewish power, led us into these wars. We have a million veterans that are suffering. And now is talking about hurting America. Look at the money going on in Ukraine and looking at the damage.
I'd pass out on the bedroom floor and sleep right through the calm before the storm.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino neocon cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It is useless to resist us.
Liberty and killed 34 Americans, wounded 178 Americans, that did the Pollard case, which is the most damaging spy in American history, that has led us, this Jewish power, led us into these wars. We have a million veterans that are suffering. And now is talking about hurting America. Look at the money going on in Ukraine and looking at the damage from this war, which this Jewish war for the Jewish-controlled nation of Ukraine, Jewish president, Jewish prime minister, Jewish secretary of defense. And we just keep going on down the line, totally controlled by Jewish gangsters. And then we have the American government, our State Department, Blinken and Sherman and Noodleman, Newland, Victoria Newland, which is leading us into a war that is very dangerous, even for the prospect of a much bigger war, and a war that's hurting us, and one more way to destroy the middle class. So let's just say you've got two armies, and one army, if you have certain person comes in there, so let's say worse is better. Okay, if that army that is your army, or your people, or your ability to fight, like your freedom to have some sort of control over the narrative, have some sort of control to get your message out, not be banned and silenced. If you are...
I'm almost finished.
You're running out of your jobs. I'm almost finished. Running, you know, getting run out of jobs and having no money. You know, so is worse really better? The Democrats came in, and now we have much less opportunity to bring our message to people. And people under Trump, I think, were just as animated about immigration and everything else as they were under Biden. The difference is they had a lot more ability to do things about it. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. So when you listen to the word, and I agree with all of that, when you listen to the worse is better people, and they typically have very unrealistic ideas or objectives, and some of them think that if things get bad enough, the American people are going to rise up and just start shooting people. And of course, this is not going to happen. This is completely unrealistic. The American people aren't going to rise up and start shooting. They often think that they're going to establish some sort of white ethno state in the Rocky Mountains or Dixie, as if a little white ethno state surrounded by a Jewish-dominated multicultural state really has a Gaza's chance of survival, really. So they tend to be very, very unrealistic, and things are bad enough already. And if things have to get worse than this, you know, if things have to get worse than this for people to wake up, does that mean, you know, are they going to be bringing us back from the dead to wake us up? Because that's, I mean, we're at the brink right now, and if people aren't awakened right now, you know, good luck. Finally, you know, Jewish power is necessary for all of these wars and hoaxes, but it's not sufficient. They can only do this because they have A, collaborators, and B, people who just don't know what's going on. But this, and to the extent that you've got Biden's or Democrats in power, and they're shutting down the internet and shutting down our ability to talk, they're more likely to get their way. If we had less Democrats, more Trump, and I don't like the Republicans, but we would be able to communicate more easily and get our message out. And at the end of the day, if people understand the nature of Jewish power, they'll stop cooperating with it.
I'll give an example this way. I mean,
have to give us the example on the next show, because Jeremy's going to have to wrap up this show.
Well, I thought we had 47 minutes left, not an hour and a half. 90 minutes, you said, or not 80 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we're wrapping up Jeremy's show. We're going to start my show in just a second.
Oh, okay. I understand the mechanism now, so that'd be fine.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you, Dr. Slattery, Dr. Duke. And I have a bit of a reply to that worse is better thing on the other side on the Patrick and Jeremy show. Stay classy, my friends.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.